Good morning, sir. Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Commission. What is your name, sir?
Maurice Pavanis.
Okay. The Honorable Mr. Pavanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Maurice Alex Pavanis, 204691.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. See that you signed that form on February 6, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense and they will represent you. See your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Ray. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Leo, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Grady, and will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Bylas, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Bylas and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes.
I do. I have an amendment.
Yes, sir.
First page, down at the bottom, CSED, SED?
Yes.
It needs to be changed to 3/14/2020.
Okay, that correction has been made on the official warrant. And Mr. Bylas, we're just making a slight correction on your warrant of arrest for your community service end date and sentence end date. It was off by 2 days. I'll continue with the hearing. Mr. Bylas, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding whether supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Bylas. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision that have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 26, 2018. For the task, TC must not report dating December 31, 2018. Mr. Bylas, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about January 3, 2019, for the task GCMS lab report dated January 14, 2019. Mr. Bylas, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to complete substance abuse counseling at the Maricopa Reentry Center on or about January 7, 2019, as directed by your assigned parole officer on December 31, 2018. Mr. Bylas, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Bylas' admission, I move to find him delinquent because he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Byers, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is at this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Brady, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ballas. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Ballas was released from DOC on May 14th of 2018. He was arrested on January 7th of 2019 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He returned back to DOC on January 7th of 2019. He has a CSED of 314-2020. That reflects zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, armed robbery, 12 years. 2006, kidnapping, 12 years. 2006, aggravated assault, 12 years. 2006, kidnapping, 12 years. 2006, aggravated assault, 12 years. 2006, armed robbery, 12 years. He has one term with DOC. His CUIR scores are 4-4, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 3. And gang information, he's a member of the Warrior Society. Prior terms, he has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with violence and drugs noted. He has no other arrests. Community risk score is a G5-V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Barnes. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TOC in Mesa. You were discharged for refusing to work. On June 21st, 2018, you were approved to reside at 2254 West Main Street, Unit 223 in Mesa. On October 24th, 2018, you were approved to reside at 4221 West McDowell Road, Unit 2124 in Phoenix. You had a disagreement with the sponsor and left the residence. On October 26, 2018, you were temporarily, approved to reside at 1019 South 11th Avenue, Unit 106 in Phoenix. No other residence was approved. This would appear to be your last place of residence. And you have no abscond days. So technically, it was your last place of residence that house on 11th Avenue or the Maricopa Reentry Center, sir?
Maricopa Reentry Center.
And how long did you stay at the MRC?
I believe it was like 5 days, 6 days.
And we have in the allegation number 3 a failure to complete substance abuse counseling at MRC. So what happened, sir?
I had that fear for my life that I was not safe from that program that I was at. I seen reverse-class people that I was in prison with that I knew that I requested protective custody and my life was in danger, and that's one of the reasons why that I got violated, because my parole officer said that I couldn't complete the program when I feared for my life.
Okay, Mr. Carlos, I don't know for a fact whether or not you're involved in prison politics, but did that fear have anything to do with prison politics that may have been left over from the Department of Corrections?
Yes, that's correct. You know, I'm not affiliated with them. That's what the department has me down, that I am affiliated with Warrior Society, which I'm not. I'm just trying to do my time to get out.
Okay. Were programming notes that you were referred to the CHC program for substance abuse counseling. You failed to complete the program and were discharged on December 29, 2018. On December 31st, you were referred to Maricopa Reentry Center for substance abuse counseling. However, on January 7, 2019, you refused to complete your classes and were returned to custody. I think you just explained why. We do have some notes from TASC regarding your analysis. Looks like you initially had five negatives around September 10th, 2018. There was no urine sample collected. Another negative in November. No urine sample collected in late December. Then it seems pretty late, December 26th and January 3rd, at the end of the beginning of this year, end of last year, beginning of this year, you had two positives for methamphetamine. So I certainly want to commend you for staying negative for a good amount of time, but what happened with the use of methamphetamine, sir?
There was the people that I was surrounded when I was in a big down, they were big down. I got introduced to using meth, you know, so I just dropped dirty. This is what the result where I'm at right here, right now.
But I'm not asking for names, but when did you say you were introduced to methamphetamine?
When I was living on McDowell, when I was working at the temp agency, the temp office, doing day labor work, daily pay.
And are you saying that's the first time you used methamphetamine?
No, it was the last time that I was residing at that place. I'm at a dispute with my uncle. So it was before I got moved to 11th Ave with my grandma's house.
So did you have a past history with methamphetamine, Mr. Bellis?
Before my prison, yes.
Okay. We certainly recognize that there's a large methamphetamine problem in the community. I just wanted to understand whether this was a relapse or first-time use. Have you ever been addicted to methamphetamine?
Yes, before I came to prison when I was like 18 years old or 17.
And have you been able to clean up since, sir?
Yeah, and just being out there with just the people that I was working with, I just relapsed.
I will ask you directly, we understand how hard it is to get off of heroin and alcohol for that matter, but was it hard for you to detox from methamphetamine?
No, actually it wasn't, because I was just sleeping, you know, I had like, okay, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know, I got to clean up and straighten up.
Okay, let me ask the fellow board members, they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Bylas, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate and vote on this case?
Yes, I was beat and robbed, you know, left for dead out there in the streets. I do not know who did this to me, but I woke up in the hospital, so I believe that it was, you know, part of prison politics. I don't know what happened, who did what to me, but I woke up in the hospital, you know, almost died last year, so I've been real vigilant and kind of paranoid of the people that surround me, or I work with, especially when it comes to Native Americans. That's why I have no friends out there. I do have some good work friends out there, and I just fear for my life out there, so being in prison right now, I'm going into 805 protective custody process right now.
Thank you for clarifying, because I was just about to ask if you were in some sort of protective program. Also, you said that you were beaten and robbed. When did that happen?
When there was that sample, where there was no urine sample collected, because I was in the hospital. Okay. I gave all my documentation and paperwork to my parole officer saying that I was admitted to Maricopa Hospital with the medication that they gave me.
Thank you, Mr. Ballas. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. For board members, Mr. Byers certainly presents as a very pleasant individual, and it is unfortunate that he has an ongoing, or want to get off again, problem with methamphetamine. I do appreciate that he recognizes that he has a problem. He did have a serious number of counts against him leading up to his last imprisonment. I think what's concerning me more than anything is that in his relapse of methamphetamine, Parole attempted to get him treatment, I think on more than one occasion, but certainly at the Maricopa Reentry Center. And he was in fear for his life based on whatever leftover politics, pardon me, from prison. And with him asking for protective custody and considering how things unfolded for him in the community, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for return to community supervision. I do recognize that he has the better part of a year left, but there's also the business of safety and whether or not he could adhere to his conditions, but that's what we did the discussion. Could then go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2019-W0056, a discussion with Mr. Byers as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Byers was delinquent. By the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed or is about to lapse with the manager company, inasmuch as he used methamphetamine and did not adhere to his conditions, so that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, by Mr. Johnson, by Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Byers, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on about March 14, 2020. I recognize that's a year left on your sentence. You did have a pretty significant prison sentence to deal with, but on the other hand, right now you're safe, you're clean, and I'm encouraging you to take advantage of these last months, thank God it's just months, to put together a plan for your children community. You made reference about friends. I think you discovered who your real friends are, and it sounds like that you have the capacity to work and be productive in the community. So, when this sentence is over, we certainly wish you a productive and safe return to the community. Please take advantage of this time to also consider your drug use issues, if AA or NA is available to you inside the Department of Corrections, we encourage you to attend. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and Mr. Byers, we'd appreciate it if you'd just set down the phone and tell your CO3 that we're ready for the next individual. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.